Hey, everyone. You're listening to Wireframe, a podcast about design, development, and disambiguation in our digital world. On this show, we take a transparent look into the best practices of our industry and explore new ways of approaching experiences sprinkled with a few spicy hot takes. If you want to learn more, visit wireframe.fm on the web for transcripts, show notes, and to listen to any of our other episodes. Or reach out to us on Twitter at WireframeFM. This podcast is brought to you by Design Systems House. And now here's your host, Donnie D'Amato.
Hey, great to see you. Thanks for coming. This is the pilot episode of Wireframe. And today I'm going to talk a little bit about what to expect in this show and give you some background into my journey with design. So my name is Donnie D'Amato. I've been designing experiences on the web for over 25 years. And that started from a very young age, before the web, working with things like Legos as a kid. And I used to build all these very creative, interactive, tactile pieces that were really engaging, of course, to me. And as I got older, I started getting into, of course, larger materials. So I used to go to Home Depot or Blick or Michaels and pay all this money to make this object that was, you know, again, artistic but interactive. And that made me feel good because people can get that feedback of just touching that piece and seeing how it reacted. But as you can imagine, that gets expensive really fast, you know, especially as a teenager. You know, you can't really keep that up for very long. So when the web came around about that time, I was very excited. I saw a lot of potential because now I'm able to create experiences with very low resources and having that very high reward. And what I'm talking about is being able to create a website, make that hyperlink, and put it into an AOL chat room. And I know some people might not know what that is potentially, but just imagine you being able to post it on your social feed and actually have people respond to it and see the number of people in your analytics. And back then it was just a counter, to see that just go up and get feedback from your peers or even people that aren't your peers that are just visiting your site. And that meant a lot to me back then, not really knowing what user experience design really was. I mean, it was the Wild Wild West back then. Like, anything was possible. We didn't know what a good experience on the web was going to be yet. But, you know, fast forward to today. For me, I'm working at GoDaddy as a principal engineer on the UX Core Component Library. I'm also faculty at Parsons School of Design, where I teach user research and interaction design to dozens of students a year. And I'm also the founder of a company called Design Systems House, where we're dedicated to the future of design systems. So very busy and doing a lot of things. In fact, I have a couple of side projects that you might have heard of. One of those is called Gridless Design, which is talking about the mismatch between design tools and our web medium. You might have heard of something called token operations, which is meant to describe how we might transform design tokens in a JSON file. And I also presented at Clarity last year something called mise en mode, which is scoping our token values to create new brand expressions. So obviously very involved with design and development, and I really am excited to share some of these thoughts and ideas with you in this new form called Wireframe. So let's talk a little bit about what to expect. What I want to do is I want to make design clear, and that not just for our users, but also for creators. We're talking about designers, developers, and anyone that's involved in our field. And I think it's really important because there's a lot of information out there, and it can get really confusing, it can get contradictory, it can get complex, and I really want to break it down. I want to simplify it. I want to make sure we cut all the fat out and get right down to the things that we really need to address. And if you know me, you might know that there's going to, of course, be a whole bunch of hot takes that are going to question popular opinions. But I also want to empower folks to reevaluate their own needs and make their own decisions based on the things that I'm talking about here on this show. Now, I also want to make a little note about the word wireframe and why I chose it for the name of the show. So a wireframe is supposed to be the foundation of an experience, and that's without any influence of the brand or expression. It's really trying to be the first step in providing that interface to our users. And I find that wireframes are often missing from the professional design process these days. And my hope is that the name wireframe will grow in popularity, and so will the practice also. I think that would be great. So what's next here? Well, of course, I want to hear from you, right? What is confusing about design or development and where you'd like clarity in these things, right? I want to discuss this. I want it out in the open. I want to be explicit about it. I want to tear it apart. And I want to make sure we're understanding exactly what's important to all of us when we're making these things for our users. So if you want to get involved and interact, you can tweet at me at WireframeFM on Twitter, or whatever you like to call it at this point. And I'm hoping to hear from you. I want to interact with you. I want to share stuff with you folks. I'm really excited to start this thing. It's been a long time coming. And I'll see you on the other side. Thanks.
That wraps up the show for today. This has been another episode of Wireframe. If you liked this episode, please share it with your network. If you want to learn more, visit wireframe.fm on the web for transcripts, show notes, and to listen to any of our other episodes, or reach out to us on Twitter at wireframefm. This podcast is brought to you by Design Systems House. Thanks for listening, and until next time, stay clear.